Good morning and welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living Midtown, where we remind you each week that such is the nature of life itself, that all it asks and all it wants is the opportunity to appear. You are that opportunity. So am I, and so it is. That amazing thing called life is given many names: life, truth, spirit, the universe. And sometimes even God is the name used for that same thing that we're talking about, that one power that is moving through in and as everything. So knowing that this is what we're discussing and talking about, we bring you each week a talk and some music that celebrates the idea of one power, not more than one, and the idea that that one power is moving through you in a specific way and that you can learn to work within it and with it to bring about a greater life and a better life for yourself. We're a place here that celebrates all people. We celebrate whoever you are, whatever way in which you identify yourself and know yourself. Because whatever that is, it is still life showing up and doing what it mostly wants to do, which is show up, or only wants to do. So welcome. We're glad you're here. And now I'd like to share a few things about what we believe, because what we believe and what we teach are based in this one idea, this one power idea. So hear from some of our... I believe.
I believe in one God.
One absolute power and first cause to all things.
I believe that this power is perfect love.
And creates out of a desire to express love.
I believe all thought is creative, and how I choose to think creates my personal experience.
I believe in the unity of all life.
And the immortality of the individual soul.
Forever unfolding.
I believe in the eternal goodness.
The eternal goodness of God.
The eternal loving kindness.
And the eternal givingness of God to all.
And so it is.
And so it is.
And so it is. And so it is. And so those are some things we believe in. And in addition to that, we believe in you. So I'd like to share introduce now our practitioner for this day. A practitioner is someone who studied this teaching, who can use it in her life and use it in the lives and to help other people. So we are very thrilled to have with us today one of our lead practitioners, Judy Ailey.
Thanks, Dr. Bob. Well, good morning, everyone. In today's celebration, we're going to be talking about resting deeply and the benefits of it. You know, we live in a culture of busyness and activity. It seems that there is some kind of pressure to always be doing something, to be accomplishing a goal, or just simply getting. So that I have lived this way for sure. And I guess I was raised this way kind of too, that Protestant old work ethic thing. If I wasn't busily doing something or getting things checked off of my to-do list, it was hard for me to feel content. You know, this brings to my mind a quote from a famous comedian, Lily Tomlin. And Lily says, "The trouble with the rat race is that even if you win, you are still a rat." So that's one of my favorite quotes. Anyway, so the ability to allow ourselves to simply rest and to be, I think, is part of our spiritual practice. And I think that for me, it takes practice. If we can somehow learn to rest and quiet ourselves and to bring this kind of peace and quietness to our lives, even in the midst of chaos, that this restfulness brings a healing quality to our lives, and it allows creative solutions to situations to enter into our consciousness or into the situation. Some people may have a formal meditation practice that allows for the deep quieting of the mind and the heart, but in that stillness, we can know oneness of spirit, There's a famous verse from the Bible that says, "Be still and know that I am God." You know, when I think about the last years of living through this pandemic, and with the current atmosphere of seemingly coming out of it, it seems right now that with people that I'm around, that there's a pressure to do a lot of stuff to make up for lost time of not seeing people, not getting out and socializing and traveling, whatever it is. But even in this, as we transition into a post-pandemic space, even if it is true that we are beyond the pandemic, and there's some people who would even disagree with that, but if we are, is there a way for us not to get sucked into excessive busyness, to lead a balanced life? One that has a core, one that of course has lots of meaningful, fun activities, but that is also balanced with quiet time for rest, contemplation, and rejuvenation. So those are my thoughts this morning on resting deeply and the benefits of that. So I'd like to transition now into leading us in a affirmative prayer or spiritual mind treatment. If you will accept this for yourself in the first person, and I will accept it for, you know, myself also. So let's just take a couple of nice, slow, deep breaths and know this together. I just affirm that I am absolutely one with this presence of life, that there is a loving presence, that this power for good is everywhere. It is in my body. I am in it. It is in every situation in my life. It is functioning in the world as nature, as other people, as situations, as decisions, all of this, that this presence of life is truly all that there is, and that this power and presence is love, it is power, it is goodness, it is peace, it is vibrant health, it is love in all of its many manifestations, it is vibrant health and opulent abundance. And I today align myself with it, knowing that the truth of spirit is my truth also. So today I just take this time to know that as I commune with spirit in this deep way, knowing that there is a oneness that I have with God always, and that there is a wholeness and a unity, that there is always one. So as I know this, I know that my life is good. I know that I can make decisions that are helpful and perfect, that because I am divinely guided and led, I always know exactly what to do in all situations, that this presence and the power of this one mind that I am with, it speaks through my thoughts. It gives me hunches or inspirations that allow me to take the next step forward in my life, in planning, in whatever it is that I'm doing or desiring in my life. I know that this perfect presence and power allows me to rest deeply and to rest well every night when I sleep. It also allows me to pay attention to my body, to know when I need to rest and when I need to be rejuvenated, and that I listen to the wisdom of my body as it directs me to either being active or to being restful or anything in between. I know that the truth of me is vibrant health. I know that the truth of me is endless love, opulent abundance, peace, and joy. And I affirm and know that this good that is God attends to me in all of my desires and all of my needs and everything that I want. So I know that all is well, and that I can rest easily, knowing that there is nothing to worry about. There's nothing to fear. So I turn away from any worries or fears that may be there, or any feelings of lack or limitation or loneliness. I just turn away from all of that. Instead, I know that this perfect power, this love, this presence only desires the very best for me, only desires to fill my life with absolute wonder and joy and peace. And that I know that all of this is already mine, that it is mine for the accepting of it. So today I just take this time to accept this as the truth of who I am, to accept this love, this prosperity, this truth, this peace, this wonderful life. So I'm grateful for knowing this. I just release these words now, knowing that they are so, and so it is. All right. Our musical selection for now is called Spirit in Me, performed by Denise Rozier. Thanks, everybody. Have a great day.
Spirit in me. Yes, yes, yes. So today's talk is a bit of a strange one for me to have fun playing with and working with. I'll rest when I'm dead. Say what? It's the say what part that matters the most. Because it's clearly a statement we've all used, perhaps, or heard for sure from people who lead very busy lives, very active, very over the top, crazy, frustrating, and all of that. And as people have rushed and worked, you know, there are all kinds of things that people think and say about someday I'll rest. But there's a real fallacy in that statement, I'll rest when I'm dead. And the first very large one is that you won't be dead. We know that life is so precious and life is so important, and your life has been going on for centuries and will go on for centuries more once you're done here. We're having this great break in our whole lifespans to come into this world of time and space and try to figure out how in the world to live here. And as we do that, and as we have done that, are continuing to do that, and I won't put that in the past tense, but once we are done with it, there's nothing no evidence at all that we will rest, but that we will move on to life of energy and life in spirit, which is an active, moving thing. So if there's not going to be rest then, I mean, we don't know if we'll even need it, but there will not be. If there won't be, then we probably need to learn to rest now. We live in a culture where rest is not highly valued. Sleep problems are some of the highest that we have in our health, in our culture, in our place. Brené Brown says this: it takes courage to say yes to rest and play in a culture where exhaustion is seen as a status symbol. Love Brené Brown. She has some brilliant things to say, and that's one of them. We do live in a culture where fatigue, hard work, long hours are considered status symbols. The more professional you become and the higher you move in organizations and in businesses, the less time for rest and play you actually have. If you're building a business, you don't think, first of all, is how am I going to rest and play? You think, how hard can I work and how much can I get done and how far and fast can I go in this? We really do put a lot of value in hard work, long hours. And here in the U.S., we're one of the top places in the world where there is less time off, less time to rest, less time to play. And I think we're in a great time to make a difference in that. But, you know, I'm not going to talk a lot more about this. I'm going to talk a little more later. But right now, I think it's really important that these broadcasts, these times together, not just be me talking about good ideas, but rather us together experiencing them. So take a deep breath, get comfortable wherever you're sitting, relax, and rest as you listen to Karen Drucker.
Stillness of this moment, there is peace. There is peace in the stillness of this moment. There is peace. There is peace, and I rest and trust and breathe.
the stillness of moment, there is peace. How much are we all desiring peace right now? Peace in the world. Peace in our time. Peaceful resolution to the wars and conflicts around the world. And the important, powerful thing is we can find that, we can experience that by simply taking a deep breath, relaxing, and feeling the peace. It is very important that we return, that we practice, that we continue to build this practice of deep rest and deep peace. Because the more you and I experience it, the more there is of it in the world. Thich Nhat Hanh says this to say, it's very important that we return to the art of resting and relaxing. Not only does it prevent the onset of many illnesses that develop through chronic tension and worry, it allows us to clear our minds, focus, and find creative solutions to problems. The great Thich Nhat Hanh, who recently made his transition and is living very actively wherever he is. See, we have this amazing built-in thing in our lives, in our bodies, that allows us to go into deep rest. We don't have to create this or make it happen. We simply have to allow it to happen. Our whole body resets. Your muscles go back to being ready to be active again when they've had enough rest for all the enzymes in there that are fatigued, that slow it down and that would wear it down if we didn't rest. That allows us to kind of have that natural reset. You know, my dad taught me how to take 5-minute naps and restore myself to energy and ready to go-ness. But it requires a deep drop into sleep that only lasts for 5 minutes. See, and in that time, it allows our minds to reset. You know this, you live through it every day. See, and it's during this time that it's so important. Because during this time is when your subconscious mind and your conscious mind, which are always acting in tandem during deep rest, meditation, that sort of thing, there's an allowance then for your conscious mind to take a break and your subconscious mind to take over. We all know that dreams are something that are happening. The reason we say our subconscious mind takes over is simply that when you're asleep, you're not thinking, awake, thinking about things, but everything in your system still works while you're sleeping. You know, your heart beats, you breathe air, all of those chemical, wonderful systems that make up your body, all of those many organisms sharing that space with you, all of that continues to be managed and to be worked with very powerfully and very beautifully. And when you do dream or you remember dreams, what you remember is the parts of that the subconscious mind doesn't have quite a chance to sort out. Because when we're walking around the daytime, our conscious minds are going constantly to us. I don't know about you, but mine does. But it's a very interesting thing when at night we sleep. And a big part of the process for the subconscious mind is putting all of that stuff that you've pumped into it all day long into some sort of assimilation, some sort of category, some sort of ways of understanding who you are and what your world's about. And that's what this huge, amazing subconscious mind does. And as it's doing that, if it's doing it well and there aren't any major problems and it finds a place to put everything, you don't remember your dreams. But if there are things that it needs your conscious help with, then is when you get the dreams, the nightmares, the other things that show up and that wake you up and require that you spend some time thinking about what you just recognized in your own mind. Because as you do, you can find the peace and the rest. You can realize that this is just your thought and not a real thing happening in your nightmares or wherever they may be. But the important thing is that we take the time to get into that space where the subconscious mind, because, you know, the really important thing about the subconscious mind is that's the mind we all share. There's only one. There's only one power. There's only one mind. We share that whole world of the subconscious among us. How do we know? Well, you ever walk into a room where there are angry conversations going on? And immediately you feel the anger. You're like, wait, I didn't think anger. I was feeling fine when I walked in here. What happened? Well, what happened is your subconscious mind is tapped into everyone else's. And the parts that you're open to receiving and to understanding, and part of that is to know what's going on around you. Then that part kicks in and says, whoa, there's some anger in here. The opposite is also true. I was traveling in Italy several years ago and with a group of people. And we went to find this little village where one of our guy's ancestors had come from. And we found his village, and we even found folks with the same last name. And then around the corner from there was the little church where his great-grandmother had been baptized. And on a hunch, we just went in there to see if they had any record of her. We discovered this small church in a little village in Italy that had been having worship in it by people since 300 AD. One of the oldest, fully operating, continually operating churches in Italy. And, you know, it was tiny, it was small, it was just some village folks there. And sure enough, they found the records that had been kept over the centuries of his great-grandmother a few hundred, not centuries ago. But as we were just in walking in the door of that place, I felt this deep sense of awe and peace. And the energy of that place and the consciousness of that place, I had never been to before. I'm not Catholic. I never did much with that as a religion. But the subjective mind, the subconscious mind accumulating in that space and in that place over hundreds of years, you could feel it. You could taste it almost. Everyone whispered. We didn't dare speak loudly because it would have been not honoring the energy of the place. That's the subconscious mind I'm talking about. And that's that awesomeness that shows up in our feelings and in our awarenesses. And the more we cultivate that, the more it can guide us and support us in our lives. So take a breath with me. And let's go back to Karen.
In the stillness of this moment, there is peace. There is peace. In the stillness of this moment, there is peace. There is peace. And I rest and trust.
Peace. Ernest Holmes has some things to say about this. To enter the silence is to quiet our minds and enter the place of non-movement. To be still and know that I am God is to enter the sanctuary of one's own consciousness. See, the power here is that in entering that space of stillness and quiet, we're not going into something that's way out there. We're going into what's right here in us, as us, through us, always. It is turning our attention and becoming aware of what's always there. And in that awareness, it comes back to us. We come back to ourselves. We have this moment where all goes quiet and your conscious mind stops its chatter. And in the non-movement, non-motion, we be still and know that I am God. Now, this is an interesting quote because for most of my life, when I read it and heard it, I thought of it as if God out there somewhere is saying it to me, and I need to be still and be quiet and recognize that that's God out there. See my hand? Yeah. It's not what it says. It says, be still and know that I am God. The quiet, the stillness within you that you can feel and experience and know, that is the divine. That is the infinite. That is what the God itself is all about, and where it's showing up in me, in you, and all of us. And the more I can be aware that there's a power for good in the universe, and I can use it, and that power for good is alive and well in me, as it is in you, the more freedom, the more joy, the more love and life I will have and continue to have. See, and there are a lot of ways to experience that. Meditation, of course, is the obvious one. We meditate. Many of us know a lot about meditation, and those who don't know where to find it. Just turn on Google. Go to Google. Get all the information you ever wanted to know about meditation, including opportunities to practice it, and teachers and trainers and folks who lead you in it. There's another practice called meditation. At least that's what I've called it. And that's where we get an idea. We find an idea or a truth like, be still and know that I am God. And we sit quietly. And we stop all the other chatter in our minds. And we let that idea just fill us with every moment. We let that idea flow easily and freely through us. You know what I mean? Meditation. And as you meditate upon a thought, an idea, in 12-step programs, they talk about meditating or meditating on the slogans, the things that are said there in those slogans, to spend time really thinking about it, letting your getting past your yes or no mind and allowing that deeper self within you to bubble up, that subjective mind to start telling you the truth about something. Insight Timer is a great place on the internet to find meditation techniques of all kinds of lengths and sizes and every kind of thing imaginable. Guided imagery, if you're new to meditation, can be a powerful way to be guided into that quiet space within you. I've done a heart-opening meditation that is available. So there's a lot going on in that world that says we have the skills, the ability, and the knowledge to turn away from the crazy rat race. I love that. I love that quote. Thank you. Thank you, Judy. We'll still be rats. Well, I'd much rather be a meditative, happy rat than a rat that's not. In fact, I'd rather not be a rat at all. So we can turn away from that behavior, that lifestyle, and it does take courage to do it. Takes courage for me to turn off the TV at an early enough time of the night to get a good night's rest. It's hard. I might miss something. There might be something on YouTube I didn't get to see. So we go through all these shenanigans. And yet, everything we're asking for in life is available to us right now if we are willing to stop and listen. And you know what comes from that? There are lots of other words for it. Joy is the main one. And that's our affirmation for today. Joy. I live in joy. There it is. I rest in divine joy. Let that be a mantra. Anytime you find yourself, got to get it all done. And I'll tell you what will happen. Not only will you rest in joy, but it'll all get done more effectively, efficiently, and more quickly. And without all the stress, if you simply let yourself. So with a deep breath, let's take one more little trip with Karen.
In the stillness of this moment, there is love. There is love. In the stillness of this moment, there is love. There is love.
So I'll leave you with another quote from Ernest Holmes. Today, I am honoring the presence of the divine. I feel its beauty in the tint, the rose-tinted dawn, and in the glow of the evening sunset. In a rose, I find the loveliness of the divine's beauty. In mountains, I see its strength. In the quiet of the evening time, I feel its presence. And throughout the night, I know that its presence overshadows me. Therefore, I sleep in peace and wake in joy and live in a consciousness of good. Seeing the divine in others, I enter into companionship with the divinity in all people. In the outstretched hand, in the smile of recognition, and in the warm embrace of friends and family, I feel the one presence, the one power, and the one life. As I give thanks with the song in my heart and with joy unspeakable, I give thanks to this presence. May everyone embrace and be embraced by the love, the beauty, and the goodness of the divine. That includes you, me, and all of us. Because you're wonderful, and so am I, and so it is. And now let's hear from Vance. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Bob, for a wonderful talk this morning. So many metaphors and stories related to things we can think of, things we can do in our lives. And that's why we're here every week, to share with you ideas and concepts to help you grow and be a better person. So if you would, with me, say our affirmation of prosperity, which will come up on the screen. I live in a universe of abundance. As I freely and joyfully give, I join in the divine flow. And all that I share with life returns to me multiplied abundantly. And so it is. And you can donate online at cslmidtown.org/donate or scan the little QR code. It'll take you right there. You can set up your donations on a monthly ongoing giving basis like I do, or do one-time donations, whatever works for you. Thank you so much. Back to Dr. Bob for some more announcements.
So we're going to have the announcement video in just a moment. But first, I'd like to tell you about one very exciting announcement. And that is that starting the first Sunday in April, and right now, only the first Sunday in April, we will be gathering again in person here in Midtown Atlanta. We will also continue this broadcast, and we will continue letting people all over the world share with us in this experience. We will meet in the hotel at Georgia Tech. There'll be a lot of information coming out about it online. We will be asking folks to still take precautions because it is true. We are not totally post-pandemic, and we're watching very carefully any developments that may come up between now and that time. But we are believing that right now it is a safer time, and especially for those of you who are already out there getting involved and doing things and would like to gather in person with this community. So 10:45-ish, not next Sunday, but the first Sunday of April. And now let's hear about the other announcements.
And it's time for everybody's favorite fun game, announcements, announcements, announcements. Hey, stay in touch with the Center for Spiritual Living Midtown through our newsletter. Get one email a week, letting you stay informed. And please subscribe when visiting YouTube to our YouTube channel. Those subscriptions go a long, long way. And while you're on your social media, why not give us a like and a share on Facebook? Let your friends know what we're doing. Invite them to come watch our services with you. And join us on our Zoom room throughout the week. We offer a variety of Zoom interaction opportunities each and every week here as part of the Center for Spiritual Living Midtown. 10 a.m. Sundays, our discussion group around the 365 Science of Mind book every Sunday. 12 noon Sundays, our community fellowship immediately following our Sunday services. And 12 noon on Tuesday, our online empowerment opportunity. The access room information remains the same for all of our Zoom experiences. If you need access, please visit cslmidtown.org and you'll find access information on our website. Join us on any of our Zoom opportunities throughout the week. And while you're with us, be sure to connect with one of our professional practitioners. These are folks that are highly trained to support you along your spiritual journey. You can learn more on our website about our professional practitioners. Just head over to cslmidtown.org, click on About and Practitioners. Then you'll see their bios and a way to reach them and learn a little bit more about each of them. And please send us your prayer requests. Click on the Home tab and look for Affirmative Treatment Prayer Requests. Fill out the form. Send it off and get our professional practitioners praying for you each and every day. All right.
Thank you for being with us, and thank you for having taken the time to be quiet a little, to go slower, and I wish for you a restful week. Join me in our affirmation of life, please. I leave this place now knowing something better than I knew before. I go forth into the world with a heart full of love and a mind full of good sense. I look at the world in a greater way, knowing that I have within me everything I need to create the life I desire. I give thanks for this understanding, and I am grateful for the spirit of life that lives through me. And so it is. Thanks for being with us.